The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Joel's ready to play, Steve. Hey, Joel, by chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
Yes, I was.
Oh, he is so ready, so you better get out of here.
Could I go 1 and 3?
You could. For those playing along at home, Joel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What instrument is Jimi Hendrix famous for playing?
The guitar.
That's it. Denmark's highest award is the order of what large animal?
Brown bear?
No.
Polar bear?
No.
Pass.
What number did Coco Chanel call her best-selling perfume?
Oh, pass.
What river was connected to Lake Erie by the Erie Canal?
Hudson River.
Yes. What do gymnasts rub on their hands to absorb sweat and improve grip?
Talcum powder?
No.
Baby powder?
No.
Pass.
Martha Stewart babysat the children of what Major League Baseball team's players?
New York Yankees.
Yes. What three-letter word means the smallest piece of information used by a computer?
Pass.
What toy used the slogan, America's Building Toy?
Lincoln Logs.
Correct. Which actress won the Oscar for Best Actress for Black Swan?
Nicole Kidman.
Joel, we got you down for 4.
Oh, well.
Hey, that's good. Take it. Here's Steve Migs.
I am Steve Migs.
Welcome back, sir.
It's great to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What instrument is Jimi Hendrix famous for playing?
The guitar.
Yeah. The highest award of Denmark is the order of what large animal?
The order of the buffalo?
No.
The order of the elephant.
That is it. What number did Coco Chanel call her best-selling perfume?
Coco.
No.
Chanel.
No.
Chanel number 5.
That's it. What river was connected to Lake Erie by the Erie Canal? What river was connected to Lake Erie?
Mississippi.
No.
Lake Ontario.
No.
Lake Columbia.
No. What did gymnasts rub on their hands to absorb sweat and improve grip?
Chalk.
Yes. Martha Stewart babysat the children of what Major League Baseball team's players?
Oh, I don't know. The New York Yankees?
That's it. What three-letter word means the smallest piece of information used by a computer?
Bit.
Yeah. What toy used the slogan, America's Building Toy?
Legos.
No.
Oh. Slinky?
No.
Building blocks?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win. Let's 6-4. Sorry, Joel.
Yeah.
No problem.
The river that was connected to Lake Erie by the Erie Canal is the Hudson River.
Hudson.
The toy that used the slogan, America's Building Toy, Lincoln Logs. Oh, yeah. And then one you did not get to, which actress won the Oscar for Best Actress for Black Swan?
Is that Jennifer Garner?
It is not. It is Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie is very dark.
I've never seen it.
It is a good watch if you like dark movies.
Yeah, I'll never see it.
Congratulations on your win, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unless The Rock or Liam Neeson is in it, I probably won't see it.
Rockaholics, we have a very simple question to ask you, but in order for us to ask it, we would like for you to call 206-803-ROCK. And we promise the question is a simple one. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask it after Foo Fighters. After the Seahawks clinched the top seed in the NFC, our star wide receiver, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, was interviewed by Steve Rabel on the fifth quarter.
You got a celebration cigar right there.
Yes, sir.
You probably never smoked a cigar in your life, have you?
Never in my life. First time. I thought this was the appropriate time to do it.
Be careful. We don't want you to get sick on the plane ride home.
That would be a legendary moment. Your star wide receiver, the top receiver in the league, just hurling on people.
Needs a barf bag.
Also, to paint a picture, he's rocking like sunglasses that night. You can tell like they were partying and celebrating in the locker room.
Rightfully so.
What a great team win. I'm super proud of everyone that's with us, and ready to see the 12s, ready to go back home and see the 12s and see them light it up like no other place in the country. So just super excited, super blessed.
I have a feeling I know what you won't be doing. That's smoking cigars.
No. A lot of water. Might get an IV after this, you know.
I feel like Rabel is like a cigar smoker and was watching him and looking at him and just going, freaking Brookie.
Right? Too funny. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We have Greg from Federal Way on the phone. Greg, our simple question is this. When was the last time you smoked a cigar?
Well, it was a celebratory moment. And I had just won a bike race at Seward Park. Oh. And after winning the race, I broke out a cigar and I smoked it. They thought I was crazy. But it's not every day you win a race there.
What kind of race was this?
A bicycle race, crit.
Well, okay, so what was the distance? How fast were you going? All that good stuff.
It was a criterium. So it's as many times as you can go around the loop there in an hour.
So did you have this cigar like on hold? Like you're like, when I'm going to save this for a day that is deserving of a celebration? I feel like a lot of people do not touch cigars unless it's for like celebratory reasons or like a tribute to somebody maybe when they pass away.
Yes, this was a saved cigar, and it was the moment to smoke it. And you know, that's, I had only smoked one, you know, like New Year's or a celebratory time. But yes, that was the last time I smoked a cigar.
That's awesome. Do you remember the last time? Have you ever smoked a cigar, Taryn?
Yeah, over the years, a few times. I used to smoke one with my dad when he would come over for Dad's weekend at WSU. That was kind of always a little tradition.
Stogies with pops.
But then I remember, like a handful of years ago, I was hosting trivia at one of the casinos, and there was a person sitting in the front that was smoking a cigar, and all the cigar smoke was just going right into my face. And ever since then, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It just ruined it for me.
We did it in college a couple of times. I was like, this just sucks. It's like it's like up there with like, you know, like it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, we should be smoking cigars. Like I don't know if it's not like caviar, but in the same sense, like,
sure.
Oh, let's be fancy and we'll smoke cigars. I'm like, what? I don't like this. I don't like it at all. I think when my grandfather passed away, no, my uncle. My uncle's a big cigar smoker, and he had some, like, fancy cigars. So my other uncle, like, he pulled out, like, the Johnny Walker Blue because he was a big drinker of that, too. So we drank some Johnny Walker, smoked some cigars. I was sick.
I know, but what a fun tribute. And then you're sick. But
and honestly, I think he would have found great humor in the fact that I was getting sick smoking a cigar in his honor.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Danny, you look like you might be a cigar guy.
September 15th, 2024 was the last cigar that I've smoked.
It's 2026.
That's almost 2 years. Yeah, it's crazy.
What was the reason?
Yeah, you have a date specifically.
I do, because I remember because I ended up throwing up on the beach from said cigar. I was in California. We went to go see Green Day. You guys remember this, when I went to go see Green Day with my friend Gavin. We went down there. We went and saw Green Day. It was amazing. We were staying down in Malibu, and we were like, hey, let's go get cigars after a good steak dinner. So we had probably $100 steak dinner, had whiskey, and only two whiskeys. It wasn't like we got drunk. We had two whiskeys and we're like, we're going to go out on the beach and smoke a cigar.
Without your shoes on? So you can feel the sand in your feet?
No, I don't like being barefoot, Steve.
Were you wearing your smoking coat?
I was wearing my smoking coat. It was dark. We start smoking and I don't know if I just inhaled too much. Yeah. And immediately I just start feeling nauseous. Mm. And I knew that I had not drank too much. And all of a sudden Gavin's like, are you okay? And I was like, no. And I just turned around and just hurled all of my $100 steak dinner all over the sand. And I was like, it's the cigar. I could, and to this day, I'm just like, I can't do.
Swore off cigars after that?
Yeah, it's Billy Joe Armstrong's fault for making me smoke a cigar. Yeah.
Billy Joe.
I remember like when like Cuban cigars were like all the rage. Like it's like, oh, I got a Cuban. I remember like my buddy had one and I was like, oh, I'll try a little. I'm like, I don't, like this was just wasted on me. Like this does nothing for me. Like there's nothing about this. I'm like, I could taste the difference or wow, this is magical.
No, I feel like if we tried to do it together, I would bet that all three of us would get sick.
Yeah.
So we should never whip out like Daily Migs branded cigars.
I don't think so.
Someone just takes it after my divorce was finalized. Smoked a cigar. It felt symbolic, but also just tasted terrible.
Good riddance.
Oh my God. Everybody's story is like, I did it and I got sick.
The moral of the story is don't do it.
The Daily Migs.
After going 3-14 on the season, the Las Vegas Raiders made the very difficult decision to part ways with our friend Pete Carroll. So the internet has responded with some thoughts.
Yes.
And we've got to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
After one pretty disappointing season, yesterday the news broke that the Raiders have parted ways with head coach Pete Carroll.
Major breaking news for the Las Vegas Raiders, but it is news that has been widely expected for the last several weeks. Pete Carroll is out, officially one and done as the Las Vegas Raiders head coach. He was informed of his fate earlier this morning by owner Mark Davis. It is now over, and it was, I think, to be fair, as disastrous a season as you could possibly imagine. Did end with the number one overall pick.
It was also nice that he broke the news during the early bird special at the Old Country Buffet.
Yes.
It's the right way to do it with Pete at his age.
So that was certainly something, something for fans to take solace in and hold on to, because everything else was bad. Two fired coordinators, all sorts of dysfunction. His preferred quarterback, Geno Smith, led the NFL in interceptions. I mean, it was all terrible. Anyway, Pete Carroll officially out. The search for a new head coach begins, and Tom Brady, who is in the building and was there today, going to be featured prominently along with general manager John Spytek when it comes to finding the next head coach.
No, I know, like, you know, Clint Kubiak, our offensive coordinator, is starting to get, like, you know, attention from the Atlanta Falcons. I feel like the one team that should not even think of doing it just for the overall perception purposes. I mean, I think Kubiak would be a great coach. Obviously, he's doing a great job with the Seahawks, but I don't think the Raiders should get anybody from the Seahawks for the foreseeable future.
No, they need to smudge the air with some sage, burn it a little bit, you know.
Fans are a little salty about that right now when you had Pete, you had Geno, Tyler Lockett as well. I mean, it did not all work out that well for them.
Many, of course, have voiced their opinions on all of this on the internet. So let's go straight to the comments.
Well, we've had a bunch of comments about Pete Carroll being fired by the Las Vegas Raiders. We figured who better to read them than
Pete Carroll?
No. But somebody who's involved with the Raiders, who now is helping...
Tom Brady!
Yes, we have Robot Tom Brady, who's now going to try and find a new head coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. And are you ready for the first comment?
So ready.
All right.
Raiders suck. They hire coaches just to fire them after one season. What idiot will accept the job next just to be fired after one season?
And that's an actual quote from Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw somebody say something like, right now they're paying four of their former coaches because they don't keep them very long because, like, one and done. And now they're going to add another coach that they're going to have to pay?
Because vicious cycle.
Yeah, how do you... I know it wasn't good, but after one season...
Yeah.
Commitment to losing. 7 coaches in 6 years. Stability clearly not on the menu.
Oh, I didn't realize it was 7 out of 7 coaches.
That's got to be very frustrating for everyone involved, especially the fans.
Yeah. It's not a good time to be an Las Vegas Raiders fan. Especially when I keep screwing up and think that they're still in Oakland.
Most people lose their money when they go to Vegas. Old man Pete lost his job.
Well, I mean, he probably lost his money, too.
Yeah.
In all fairness.
Poor Pete.
But there's some clubs that he can, like, you know, go to that'll put him in a better mood.
That's very true.
Yeah, lots of fun places to go.
You could
nice
probably
people.
Give him a tour.
What a beautiful belated Christmas present. This year, we got the first overall pick. We beat the Chiefs, and the cherry on top was firing. This has been.
Has been.
I mean, here's the thing. When Pete came to us,
yes.
I was like, "Ugh, he's coming from California, blah, blah, blah." I was all upset about it. And then I fell in love with him.
Yeah, but also he had a very good season with the Seahawks.
He did. That was our guy. But it's been really hard to watch this, like, fall from grace.
No, that's a very good. It was a better season. It wasn't a 3-win season.
Yeah.
There was optimism there.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you, football gods. Take Gino with you.
I honestly don't think Gino's going to be back. No. I mean, clearly they're going to be drafting a quarterback with the number one pick.
100%.
I don't think Gino's going to be around.
No.
Pete screwed up by bringing in Gino and Chip. He lost that team early on.
With Chip Kelly, which did not work out well as an offensive coordinator. I honestly, and I heard some people talk about this was one of the reasons that led to Pete and John kind of having to go their separate ways here in Seattle is that Pete refused to fire his son.
Oh.
Or his sons, I think. And one of his sons was the coach for the offensive line. Our offensive line was very bad when he was the coach. The Raiders' offensive line was not very good either. And that's a tough situation to be in. Right, like you're like... Christmas would be weird if Pete had to fire his own kid. But in a sense, like maybe that was part of the issues that he was just so hell-bent on keeping his kids around that was hurting the team.
It's like that quote about the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Tom Brady has a chance to do the funniest thing. Call Bill and have him bring his hot younger girlfriend.
Yeah.
That would be awesome because then he could have his hot new young girlfriend that Tom Brady apparently is dating hang out with Bill Belichick's hot young girlfriend. They'd have a great time together.
It's a whole
again.
Thing.
Got a couple more. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
4 head coaches in 4 years now. Maybe the coach isn't the problem.
I don't think it is. I mean, it's part of the problem, but it's not all of the problem.
Ooh, yeah, there's a lot of issues.
I coached high school football, and I'm really good at Madden. Hire me? I can't be worse.
Well, speaking of high school, now you're saying that there's even some rumblings about him.
No rumblings.
like, hey, apparently, he's still a Mercer Island resident. Maybe he'll go coach the high school.
He's still involved with Mercer Island. I think it's his grandson plays football at Mercer Island High, so he could just swing on in. You know, maybe he's like a quarterback's coach. I don't think he's ready to be the head coach.
He might need a break from that position.
Maybe his son could join him.
Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yachty and Naughty is the theme we're going with for Live Night 2026. And it's happening at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel 1 month and 1 week from today. I know. What are we going to wear, you guys?
Something yacht rocky.
Coordinate our naughty outfits. Yachty and naughty, right?
Fishnet and captain's cap.
There you go. It's the livest radio that exists in the world. And yes, it's a little bit crazy, but the chaos is so worth seeing in person. So get your tickets at KISW.com. As you begin your day and rub that sleep out of your eyes while sipping down coffee, you may be a bit curious what's going on out there in the world. And there's a lot of stuff, so we've broken it down and we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Have you guys ever put up the YouTube video of the burning fireplace during the holidays?
I haven't done the YouTube version, but it's on demand on Xfinity.
Yeah.
They have one of those. I've done that before, and it's so stupid because I have a fireplace, and the TV is right above the fireplace, and I think it's so funny that I'm having the fireplace not on, but the TV.
I do the same thing, and I think it's so funny.
Plus, it's cheaper in my bills.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the person who originally posted that back in 2016 has made more than $1 million from ad revenue.
See, we need to figure this crap out. That's amazing.
What's my thing
going to
be?
Imagine like someone's like, how are you a millionaire? Or how did you get this beautiful home? He's like, well.
Have you seen the YouTube fireplace?
Right. You're not going to believe me. But I made a stupid video, put it on loop for 10 hours, and now I'm a millionaire because of it.
It has racked up over 157 million views. And apparently this channel does not abide by YouTube's rule to have at least 3 uploads, which even allows it to be considered for the partner program with YouTube. But that rule only came into effect in 2023, so this 2016 channel shouldn't be subject to it.
Oh, that makes me so mad. Imagine if you couldn't get something monetized because, like, whatever the reason. Like, I still, not that you can control this kind of stuff. Remember when I that stupid video on my Facebook page I put up there? It was just us trying to get a bag of Sun Chips out of the vending machine.
Damn chips.
And it ended up getting over 11 million views and hundreds of thousands of likes and comments and all this engagement, and I saw $0 from it.
Nothing.
I mean, Sun Chips did send me a box with a bag of like with some of their Sun Chips, which
did
was kind
they
of,
really?
Yes.
Oh my god, you're like
hilarious.
An influencer.
Far from it. I'm more of like just a broke ass idiot that had 11 million views on a page. But it was so bad, the notifications were so annoying, and I wasn't making money off of it that I just didn't touch my Facebook page for months.
Because
I was like, I can't deal with this. Like, I'm so mad right now.
You got paid in chips. That's pretty cool.
It's better than nothing. Have you ever been to a hockey game where they do the teddy bear toss?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite things. First time I ever went was at a T-Birds game. I didn't even know they were doing it. And then all of a sudden, the way it works is people bring teddy bears and they give them to kids that are in need. But like whenever the first goal is scored, everybody just chucks the bears on the ice. And it's just like a sea of stuffies. And first time I ever went to a T-Birds game where they did this, I was like, this is weird that everyone has a stuffed animal, but whatever. And then when they scored, all of a sudden all the stuffed animals were thrown on the ice. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
So fun.
Well, apparently it's a big deal over in with the Hershey Bears, which is a Pennsylvania minor league hockey team. And their annual bear toss over the years have just raised a bunch of money and bears and all that kind of stuff. Well, over the weekend they did their teddy bear toss and 82,000 teddy bears were tossed on the ice. Here's what it sounded like.
So the line bell, PDL shot, late goal! Sweet cuddly mayhem! It's a sky full of stuffies! It's the teddy bear toss magic in Hershey!
It's a sky full of stuffies!
That is amazing, though, to be able to pull that off in just a couple of seconds.
And one time I went to one of them, and nobody scored for like a couple of periods.
Oh,
and it was
gosh.
Just like this anticipation, like, somebody's got to score. We have all these times. I'd imagine maybe when the game ends, you just throw them on the ice if nobody does. Thankfully, somebody did. But this wasn't even their best year. 82,000 bears, not their best year. Last year, they threw 102,000 teddy bears on the ice.
Good for them.
And visually, it's funny because then the players are all trying to like sweep them up with their stick. I got to take Tatum to one of those.
Oh, she would love that.
I feel like that's like the gateway drug to hockey.
Oh my gosh, you cracked the code.
I did.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you have the brain to beat Steve Miggs, the man that has 2 wins, 2 losses, and only 1 tie so far this year? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.